כל צור זום מרבונם בכזאת המורץ, שם מלא, so it's enough. Rav Amar Leon Trey, who did they da? So then the kasha is if Trey, so why is so even in Shtor Shtores, they should also be Nemon? The answer is because the Kusim were very Zoya in Gittin, but not in Gittin, in Shtashichu, but not in Shtor Shtores. With the Harzim Behov, the Harzim Behov, all right. Kol Ashtor Israel, in Baruch Yisrael, in Chovim, Afar Pishach Ismail, in Chovim, Kshayrim, חוץ מיתינושים ושחור העבודים, רב שימן אימאיר, אפילו כשירים, לא יוסקרו על בזמן שנעשו בהדים. So all the stories that were signed in the non-Jewish courts, that means that non-Jews were the signatories, and the star is kosher. חוץ, why? Because judges are not going to falsify. So, אחויס למעלה נפשיים, so we know it's true. But true, but it is not, but in Shtore Raya it's enough, as long as we know that what they say is true. Chutz mi gitinoshin shechavodim, Rafshim neim ha'afeilu ksheirim, even gitinoshin shechavodim, is also kosher. And the Gemara applies it with Eidim Sirek, in other words, the Eidim are going to judges. But they are Eidim Sirek Yisroel, Eidim Sirek Yisroel, and Shemis Mavokim, that the names are such names that are typically non-Jewish, so then there couldn't be any mirsh, so it couldn't be, no one could think that they are Jews, so then Reb Shimon is machsher even gidnosh shechavad rashi v'achoy smokim b'isfar d'ayon k'fumim sholem v'yusko b'samer shlif so b'man sh'nasu behedet az v'chod medyete shim d'ayon v'mor m'forish v'o k'posik v'tone lo'y sh'nemech ha'lo'y sh'nematon בישוי ממך אמרך יויבזו לכמה יהודי קונה ושתור הרי בעלנו דירו יויבזו לכמה ילה ומה נפשי וכעס ונשתורי אלא מתונת מייקו קונה לאבא הישתורי והישתורי חס לבעלנו so בישוי נשתורי רי the purpose is only to ascertain the facts so whether they are kosher ladies not kosher ladies so it's a choche so it's not ladies it's an extraneous it's a choche studies it's an extraneous choche but the purpose is to ascertain the facts. So courts, we know there is a presumption they are not going to falsify the fact. But Shtore Matone, that's Shtar Kinyan. So the title to the land has to be transferred, has to change to a Shtar that has aided. Because Besifa v'chaseim, and yesterday's after v'chaseim, so, and it's not chaseim, the apostle aided. So also there are two rishonos. The first Eretz is Omar Shmuel Dine Malchus Dine. So it's effective not because of shtores. It's effective for the halacha of Dine Malchus. The boy is saying Tone Chutz Mechidinoshim. That when the Mishnah says Chutz Mechidinoshim, it doesn't mean to exclude just Mechidinoshim Chavodim. Any shtar kinyan, anything that is, any shtar that is analogous to. To be no shabbat, and this is a king. Another rash. Kposik mitone kolash toles cherim b'cheishin v'chovim leish nishtori mecha leish nishtori maton bishle nishtori mecha da'ar elav v'ayishtori mikne ala b'zuze v'chiyoi v'aygav v'zuzu v'yishoi v'chavre kamay leyen v'chovim v'dikon la'ar v'dikar nikne v'kesef v'shtar v'ayishtori raye ba'al me'u sh'oliyim ha'michal tiyo v'likipal diyo mo'iz v'vohom milsin men דיו אבי יוזר זה כמה היקים דיונים כפויים אם יואב עם הרם אפשר לקס לשתור עשו יצאו אלו מתון ידעו די השטר הוא קונה יסוד מסיר עשה שטר היך נקנו היה לשתור חס ודאר מהו so first loss me is to do מהלכוס אשר ילחובי תון החוץ מחיר נושים כל השטור יש שאין כי גיטי נושים שאל די השטר you see Rash emphasized we discussed it last week why do they emphasize the Yichovim? Because Rashi Rishitose that the whole din of Dinim Malchuse is based upon the fact that Neneach Nistavol Adin and Dinim doesn't mean as the Amor says according to Rabbi Yechanan that is according to Rabbi Yitzchok who learns out Dinim from Elikim from Mele it has to be Dinim Yisrael Ilam Mishpozit doesn't mean but as Rav Chaim Volozhiner says and as the Marsho says in Chagige and the Smashma from the Ramban in Chumash in Parsha Bishalach, it means that the Neach HaMechuyev to promulgate his civil code. What should be the nature of that code? It has to be based upon Seir, their own Seir. But they don't have to, they are not bound by the Dine Yisrael. So Mele, the Aloch of Dine Malchus Dine, it applies only to Dine Yom Yisrael, the Neach. So since they are Mechuyev to promulgate a civil code, and of course it's valid, otherwise what's the significance of the of Nistavu Aladini? So it is certainly effective ligabe any litigation between one Beneach and another Beneach. So Shmuel's Chiddush is, since it is effective ligabe any litigation between one Beneach and another Beneach, and if the Malchus applies the same code to any litigation between one Jew and another, it's also equally effective. That's why Rashi said daftes on the base. So he says, the second line and tes on the base. Dine Malchus Dine Baaf Al Pi Shaneisim Bam Kabel Yisraelim. And we saw the Nukyesef Nidorim on the leaf also says that the Aloch of Dine Malchus Dine is based upon the fact that Nineach is Nistav Ladin. Some Mele, they are Mechuyev to make Dine Mones in regard to themselves. Some Mele, the same law that is applied by the Malchus to Jews is equally effective. But it doesn't apply to a Malchus Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Malchus Yisrael. Yeah, Teis Veshit in Dorm is also, but for a different reason, because there is no Din Kibush of Yisroel over Yisroel, over only Yisroel over Akum, or Akum over Yisroel, or Akum be Akum, but Yisroel be Yisroel, there is no Aloch of Kibush. But Rashi Shit and Mukyezif Shit is like Teis Vesh, but Lav Mitamai. The Teis Vesh Tam is because of Kibush, there is no Din Kibush of Yisroel be Yisroel. Only is Akum be Yisroel, there is a Din of Kibush. Yisroel be Akum or Akum be Akum, but not Yisroel be Yisroel. And the Rashi Shite and the Mugyezif Shite is that the Din of Din Malchus Dine does not apply to a Melech Yisroel, to Melech Yisroel, because the whole din of Din Malchus Dine is based upon the Stavu Neneach Ladin, but Yisroel Al Mitzuvah and the Dine HaTorah. So Mele, there is no Din of Malchus. The Rambam Shite is that it applies to Bein Melech Hakam, Bein Melech Yisroel, and the Shechono, or the Mechaber Ramo, passing like the Rambam. Because their Shite is, it's based upon the Din of Kibush, but there is a Din of Kibush of Yisroel, the Yisroel also. Where is that possible? Since Vayesh Menushevi implies that there is a din on Keach Kibush of Akum over Yisroel, so it's a Kalvachina that Yisroel over Yisroel, if an Akum has a din of Kibush over Yisroel, so Yisroel also had a din of Kibush over Yisroel. These are the shittos. Now, that's why Rashi here again reiterates, and he says, Din Malchus Dine Shleiv Yehovi, to advise us, it's only limited to a Melech, to Malchus Akum, not to a Malchus Yisrael. Tone chutz mechid enoshim, kol shtore shehen kigit enoshim, shal deshta hadovo nidmar dahan enam meshta matone, tehoa din amed emotzo lishnuye bedi misir el Yisrael, diinu mashva lishtore, ela shinuye tchike udishamil lilhoch, dopachinu alom meyitone seifer epshimen, Now, then the other Rashi, so the Mashal is Mechik, so we will not go over it. Now, let's see the tesis. Has the bound. Pirish bekuntres, da the mozo lishnuye, beide misire, fira bleza. Elo di shinuye triki, do liil pachin alom di sefer apshimen, bishitosi rableza, amichwal drei, shelav rableza. So that Rashi is very difficult. That's what the Gemara said in the Kasher, but then the Gemara starts is, the Gemara says, Vomitona Sefer Epshimim Afil Kshevim, Vomar Epshimim Yorat Epshimim Shtosh Rebeza, Domarim Shuri Kalse, Michol Tanikam Sova Aloi. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's Kasher, but then the Gemara says, Ikibinai Shem is Mivoki. So the Gemara says, that the Gemara, that it, that, that there is both, Tanakam and Rav Shimon accord with the Shita of Rav Lezer. But Rav Shimon accords with the Shita of Rav Lezer, and in the case of Shimon's Mivokim, it's not even possible with Rabbanon. So, when is there Ipsul Rabbanon of Mizuv Miteche? Only B'Shemesh Sheinah Mivokim, if it's not typically Goyish names. So then there is a Gzeira Dilma Osul Mismachalai. But if it is, if it's a typically non-Jewish name, so everybody will know he's not a Jew. So Mele, when there is no Gzeira, Choshe Dilma Osul Mismachalai. As Rashi explains, Dilma Osul Limseya as a Shtar Bifneim. That's Rav Shimon. But Tanakame holds that even in the case of Shemus Mevokim, typically Gentile names, there is still possible Rabban. That's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara asks, "V'chazor the Raisa v'katami," that Bidal, according to Rav Meir be'Abo, so in both Gitinoshim Shachavodim Kemechizah, that's the Raisa, that's not the Rabban. So then the Gemara says, "Elo kikatoni milset lesa b'kedushin." Mil said, "Yisabigdushin loy katon." For Hazor a gufe yisabigdushin. So b'shlichus balkol chod b'girush yisabigdushin lesser. So from this Gemara Teisves deduces that in the maskone the Gemara teres that it goes according to Rav Lezer remains. That's what Teisves says. Because the other Rabbi Tiras the Bleed Misira, the Rebreza, Nishal the Maskone, the Mishane Kikoton and Mil said less big douche, the Loy the Misira, because the Bryce mentions only the analogies between Gitten and Shulch Avodim that do not apply to Gdush. So, he says, the Kiyotan Mufas Vidushin Dibi Loyedim Misir. So we have to say that according to Maskone of the Gemore, so the, when the Braise mentions as something that is an analogy between Gitin and Shukhe Avodin, Kolashtores, Hoelis, Bachir, Shalad Gehovim, Aval Pishach, Ismene, Gehovim, Kshelim, Chutzmi, Dinoshim, Shukhe Avodin, must have reference, so it doesn't apply to Gush. That means, why? Because by Gdushin, it would be kosher. So how can we say kosher if there's no Edim Misire? How could a Shtar Gdushin with Edich Sime going be kosher? That's inconceivable. So obviously, according to Maskone of the Gemara, the price is reference to Kolashtor Soyuz Bachoy Shal Chovim, where the signatories are Goyish and Georges, but the Edim Misire is royal. So how does Rashi say it's Deichak to apply it to a case where the Edim Misire is royal? According to Maskone of the Gemara, so the dead price of Kolashtor Soyuz Bachoy Shal Chovim, as it means, but Gdushin it is kosher. Gdushin it is kosher. It must have reference to a case where it has an Emissary Israel. Because if it doesn't have an Emissary Israel, and the Yachsim are going, how could it be kosher? So the because the other Rabbi Tilly did in Syria, the Rabbi Zan Nishal the Maskone, the Mishani Kikotan and Mills, the rest of the Dushin, the below in Syria, Uchameya, how can we say that in Dushin it's kosher? So in Dushin it's possible with Raise, no Eides, what kind of Ishtar Dushin is it? I feel the Dushin passed in Nachos Mirais. So the question is, so what's the Pshat Mirash? What's the Pshat Mirash? I think it's not such a strong Kashi, I mean, it's a Barbatish Teret. Rashi is deducing from the kasha of the Gemara, from the Tone Sefer, Rav Shimon Heimer, Afilu Ksheirin, from Rav Zira, Yorat, Rav Shimon, Shittosh, Shrab Lezer, Domem Bissere Karse, so it's a raya that Pashtes, unless there is a Hechach, so Pashtes is of a Mishneh that if he doesn't spell out that it has reference to the case Wadayid Misire, that it is reference to a case where there are no Misire. Otherwise, the Mishnah, the Braise, should say it. That's why the Gemara, the Machshin, asked, von mir tonne Sefer, Reb Shimon, ein Maafir, Kshirin, wo mir Reb Shira, Jorat, Reb Shimon, Shitoshi, Shirad, Lezer, so it's a Reim, Michalt, an Ekame, Sova, Loi. So, the Gemara, true, the Gemara gives a Teretzik, when I Shem is working, so it doesn't mean the Makshin didn't understand that we can give the Teretz. But the Makshin assumed it's a Deichak. But, as far as the price is concerned, there is a Hechach. Otherwise, we have Kashas, why doesn't it mention Mechuber? Why doesn't it mention Lishmo according to Rove? So there are many kashas. So there is a hechach that that price has to be applied not the way it appears to be Lifi Pashas. Masheinke, so that hechach applies to the price, because otherwise there are certain kashas. Why doesn't it mention Lishmo? Why doesn't it mention Mechuber? But as far as this Mishnah is concerned, we have no kashas. We have no kashas. So Munele, why should we be forced to explain, to apply the Mishneh Bidarach HaDeichek? In the Braise, there was no other alternative. So Munele, the Gemara had to say it, because there was no other alternative. But as far as the Mishneh is concerned, where it can be explained differently, so the Gemara doesn't want to explain it Bidarach HaDeichek. That's the Pshat in the Rav. But Veimari, so then, but Tosfos doesn't like this Teretz of Rashi. So the question is, why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz that when it says Kol Hashtores Ha'ilis Ba'achoi Shalvi Chovim, so it's Ksheireis, even by Shtorekiyen, but so it's Chaspe Ba'almes, why doesn't the Gemara give the Teretz? No. Where is Ilis Ba'achoi Shalvi Chovim, the Ha'idim Sira Yisrael. So Mele, by Shtorekiyen, Shtoremomen, it's kosher. But Gitinosh Shechavodim is Postum Drabo. ואם הרי דחייך דפסטינום בגט אבל אם נסיר אפשר לסלבוק משום דיון מרוסו למסמך עליי שנדון עושה עליי בלי למסיר ישראל הוכנה מפסטינום בשטר מתון ולא תיק נוכח עמלה מינון אלא בשטר מילבו מאחר השם ראי ונאצ על פי דוסו משום קיניה אבל שטר מתון אין כושר לקנית במדרעי אלו אם כן יש אילים כשירים ושאס מסירה. So it gives a very simple teretz. The Gemara couldn't give the teretz that the reason is why the Mishnah says Kol Hashtores Ha'ilis Ba'achoi Shel V'Kachovim Afal Pi Shechasmei V'Kachovim Kshirim, not only Shtore Raya but even Shtore Kinyan like Shtore Matone, because it has reference to a case where the Shtar is signed by Goyish judges, but in addition it is Nimsa Bifnei the Mesira Yisrael, because Gittin Noshin Shechavodim in that case is possible in the Rabban. Why? Because of Xera. So the same Xera of the Rabbanon should apply to Shtar Momin Kiyan also. Why does Rashi say that Gemara could have given the Teretz, except that that would be a Deichak to apply the case? Because Rashi Shiti is, since it's only possible with the Rabbanon, because we are Gezer. We are Gezer. Sheinis Mavokin, or to Sheinei Shein Mavokin. So maybe by Shtore Momen we shouldn't be Gezer, but the notion of Shechavodim is more homo, because it's Issa. But by Momen we shouldn't be Gezer. That's Rashi Shiti.
The Gemara Tanhefer says though that there is a
Gezer by Shtore Momen. Yeah, but not by Shems Mevokim. That everybody agrees that where it's not Shems Mevokim, then there is a Choshe. Maybe, no, no. You see, the way Tosfos Abdalet explains, Tosfos Abdalet explains the Gemara of Yizuyah Miteichai, he said, Meide Rablazah Mizuyah Miteichai, Teimalari, Mayin Shalil Yishmol Yizuyah Miteichai, Shechsumim Bekreivim Mepsum, Dehosam Bidim Yifsul, Mishmidium Lehosam Mismach Alayla, Ashiyo Lehitzim Momen Alpiyam, there when it's craving. And when a Bezdin looks at the names, let's say, Yezim Ben Shimon, Deidi, or Yecheskel Ben Amram, so does he know whether he's a korov or not? It's not apparent. And then Yochaname, if Goyim are the Yechsime, and it's names that are common to Jews and to Goyim, so there is the same Choshe. Maybe another Bezdin will be Seimech, and the Yechsime, they'll think it's Edim Kshirim, and they'll be Meitzim Omein. So that of course applies to Shtar Matoneh. But we are talking of Shemus Mevokim when it's typically Gentile names. So a Besdin will never rely on the Shtar without the Mesira being produced before Besdin. But according to Nekame, there is a Gzeire. By Shemus Mevokim or to Shemus Mevokim. So that Gzeire of Shemus Mevokim or to Shemus Mevokim, we are Gezer by Yisar, by Getish or by Shefavodim, not by Shalemon. That's Rashi Shita. Then he says, but then Rashi says, that Betesis mentions, V'litiknu chachomil aminu me'elo bishtoi milvo umecha shein rai ve'inase al peidusom shumkinyan. So here we see in this thesis that even by shtoi rai, where the purpose is to ascertain the facts, but mit reis is tav kosha. Even by shtoi avoy and shtoi mechir, mit reis is possible. But why should it be possible? It's only rai baume, and that's a good rai. So explain is kosha, but it's a good rai. We know there was a mechir. So the thesis read is chalik. Thesis read says, mashman, lashon thesis read, and this gemore, that by shtoi rai is kosha mit reis. So what's the machlekes? Because true that it's a bill, it's a chochek more. If judges sign it, so then it means that it's true. There was a king case, but there is a Gilzakosov of Pishnai made in Yopin Dover. So Besdin cannot act on the basis of extraneous chochek. Besdin, the key of Besdin has to be based upon Agoda Seidim. And as the Nesiva says, the very first, at the beginning of Chesh Nishpet, so he says, he mentions a riot from the Morim Suvis. If Besdin sees a rie, a beyeim, so then they can act, so they can be done and they don't have to resort to Agodas Eidim. Because like they shmig deilim a rie. But so it's considered as if there had been Kabbalah Seidim. But suppose Besdin sees Alvoye Balailo, when there is no aloha of Teishmir Dilem Riyah, so then the next day, two of the Besdin have to stand up and they have to testify, and the one that remains of that Besdin has to be mitzarif with him, two other Dayonim. Otherwise, he cannot do it. But the question is, why? Very. If a Choche by itself is enough, so in Choche, Choche Dilem Izu, when the Besdin themselves saw it. The answer is there is the Zakos of Testament in Sivises. There is the Zakos of Pishnai Meim Yokum Dovo. So Haggadah Seidim is a prerequisite for the Kiyah Besdin. Besdin cannot pass, cannot be Mitzimomim, cannot pass on the basis of the fact that they know. They know, but they don't have Kiyah Besdin. But if they so be aim, so then it's considered as if they did testify. Because what is speaking like is Meish Miek Dilmeri. That's what Nesiva says. So there's the Pshat and Teisvis. There's the Pshat and Teisvis. That even with Abishtar Rai, we had to resort to a special takone. But mid Rai say it wouldn't be kosher. But why shouldn't it be kosher? Why is it Gorua than Rov, Chazoke, and so on? The answer is then that by Rov, Chazoke, we are never made simomi. All right, even according to Rav, that we can be made simomen on the basis of Rav, but we are never, Besdin is never done exclusively on the basis of extraneous thoughts. In order that Besdin should be made simomen, should be done, it has to be based either upon Haggadah Seidim or Taina of Baldova. So when we say Chazokin and Perea Pisel's money, what do you mean Chazokin and Perea's money? Tzichoch has done this. But there, it's not that Besdin is done on the exclusively on the basis of the Chazok and Paripsel's money. It means that Reuven says to Shimon, yeah, I lent you $1,000 half a year ago, and that he can be mvad, and then Shimon said, and I lent you the $1,000 for a period of half a year, now it's already more than half a year, why didn't you pay it? So he says, I pay it to you 10 days after I borrowed it. So, and he's the Tevea says, you didn't pay it to me. So there is a Tainus Baldomo who says that he didn't pay. And by Nemones, there are two kinds of Nemones. There is a Nemones of Hagodes Eidim, Al Pishnai Meidim Baldomo, and then there is a Loche of Tainus Baldomo. Let's say, according to Rav Yudah, Bore Vishema Bore Odif. So it's Moitzimomi. Why? On what basis? What kind? Because of the mnemonics of Tainer Baldova. We paskin that Bore Vishemo is Lav Bore Adif. Only by Nidei Nishayafti, but Nidei Imperaticho, so we paskin Bore Vishemo is Bore Adif. On what basis? Because of the Tainer Baldova. So the Shach says, Enoch Name, if the Baldova, the Tevea himself, is not sure whether it was paid or not, then we cannot be made to moment on the basis of Chazok and Pareb sells money. Suppose the Tevea itself, he doesn't remember whether it was paid or not. But, and the Nitva says he paid the Tevea's money. And it, so if the Tevea says, no, you didn't pay, so then we believe the Tevea, because it's a Tainus boy. It's a Tainus boy. Mashein Kein, if the Tevea himself is not sure, so then we cannot be made to moment. Because there is aloha of Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovar according to Teisvus, as the Nisivis explained it. In other words, without Agudas Eidim, there is no Kiyar Besdin. So how can we be made to Momen on the basis of Chazok and Perev sells money? It's not on the basis of Chazok and Perev sells money. The Chazok and Perev sells money corroborates the tiny of the Tevea that he didn't pay. As against the tiny of the Mitzvah, that he did pay the sales money. So in final analysis, when Besdin passes, it's on the basis of the mnemonics of the time of the Tevea that he didn't pay the sales money. But the Nitva says he did pay, so we say that the Chazok and Perev sales money corroborates the time of the Tevea. But to be made Tzimomein on the basis of an extraneous Sechoche, that cannot be done. Midarais. Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovar.
Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovar is not more free of Tainus than
the rest of it. Because there is a special aloch in the Nemonis of Tainer Baldova. All of Chesh Mishpat is based. What is Migya also Nemonis of Tainer Baldova? So the Akloli, when is the Baldova? Eides has no limitations. Eides, Eidim Anemon, if the Akosher is Anemon. And it, under all circumstances. But Nemonis of Tainer Baldova has Akloli. What, which time of Baldova? So Kol Mandoma Bor Vishem Bor Yodiv. We pass in Bor Vishem Alav Bor Yodiv. Only in the day in Shayafti, in the day in Paratich, also Bor Yodiv. It's not a general rule that Baldova is staying in his name. After all, you always have two Baldova. So one is staying one way and the other one is staying the other way. So they're calling whose time we believe, whether it's the time of Tevea or time of the Nitva. But they are quality. But there is a loche of mnemonis of Tanya Baldova, besides mnemonis of Edis. Mashein came where there is no mnemonis of Tanya, as the Shach says. If Ruvain says, I don't remember whether you paid, but I assume, I take it for granted you didn't pay, because they don't pay themselves money. So then we cannot be made to money. It's mistaba like that. Shach says it. Because you cannot just on the basis of Chazok and pay themselves money be made to money. Chazok in Pesach this money corroborates the time of the Tevea that he didn't pay. He didn't pay. So Mimele he has to pay. So here, Midraise, so even though it's a good Echoche, Mar Nafshai, but Al Pishnai made him open the door. That's the Shite of thesis. What is the sheet of this reads? Apparently, the sheet of this read is not the way that the Nisiva says. As Nisiva says, but the Nisiva says a good raya from the Gemara in Ksuves, but that if Ru Balailo, so then we have to resort to Agudas Eidim, except by Kim Shtores, because Kim Shtores is from the Rabbanon, so it's not necessary to resort to Agudas Eidim. The answer is because over there, There is no Taine of Baldova altogether. Kim Shtores, so if not for the fact that Kim Shtores is the Rabbanon, there is not Shayach to say the Mones of Taine. Kim Shtores has to be based upon Agudas Eidim. And if the Rie took place by Lailo, so we don't say Litashmi, Dilim Rie, some Mele, we should resort to Agudas Eidim. But the reason as to why. It's good, So, and there is not shayach to say the monos of tanim baldoro, because kiyum eides, the kiyum shtores has to be based upon hagodas eides who are mikayim the shtar, who recognize the signatures of the signatories. Signatories. Mashe inkein over here. So, memele, if we have an extraneous sechoche, we have an extraneous sechoche. So memele, we don't. So midrash is good over there. If not for the fact that kim shtores in the rabbanon, we couldn't say that the shtar can be niskayim on the basis of extraneous sechoche, because kim shtores essentially has to be based upon agudas eides. But since it's kim shtores in the rabbanon, so we apply the aloha for it, Shmeik, Dilem, Riyah, even Balayah. But in final analysis, it is based upon Hagodah Seydis, because there couldn't be Kim Shtores without Hagodah Seydis. Mashen can hear, it doesn't have to be based upon Hagodah Seydis, as long as we have an extraneous Yechores, so that is enough. Anyway, so it's a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves. Then Teisves says, Avos tamatone in kosher liknis b'midraise in kosher liknis b'midraise elam ki yishirim sheirim b'shas misireh v'afilu im neimash tamatone shechoslo b'yisrael kosher liknis b'yibleidim misireh haynu mishum shiyodua al deidich sime sheim sheirim natere shebo ashtar meraneisin adam kabel v'chein kosher b'yidoas neisein shehu kikuf eidim. So the pshat V'chein kosher b'idoas neisin shehu kikuf eidim is as the Tzeis says in Siman and Veis, because the Tzeis mentions the Rosam who said that when Tzeis says here V'chein kosher b'idoas neisin shehu kikuf eidim, Tzeis means that even if there is a shtar matone that is not written with Ksav Yodei of the neisin, and it's not it's written with Ksav Sefer, and it does not have Yidich Sime, and it does not have Edim Misira, so it's also kosher. As long as the Nesim comes to Bezin and says, I told the Sefer to write it. Some say that. So he says, that's inconceivable. It's a Chasbev Alme. If it has no Yidich Sime, it's not Ksav Yodei, it has no Edim Misira. It's just a piece of paper. So it's written a certain statement. So anybody could have written that statement, but the Nesein comes to Bezin and he says he told the Sefer to write it. In other words, it's not the alleged Mikabel who wrote it, but the Sefer wrote it because he told the Sefer to write it. So this is an extraneous evidence. So the Shtar has no riot whatsoever. So how could the Shtar be considered the Shtar? So it's inconceivable. The Tesis means V'chein kosher beidoas neisein means even if it's not written the Ksav Yodei, Ksav Sefer, and there's no Yidich Sime, and there's no Yidich Misire, just the neisein comes to Bezin and says, I told the Sefer to write it. In other words, it wasn't written by the Mekabel, but the Sefer wrote it, that I gave him the matan. How could it be converted into Shtar just because later on he comes to Bezin? There's nothing in the Shtar that indicates that he gave the Matone. So he says that there's the Pashtus. I can't even understand how anybody could say something else. That when Tesis says V'chein kosher b'idras neisin shudef eidim means if it's written b'ksav yodei in the Shtar there is the dras neisin. Without Eidich Sime and without Eidim Isire. But the Idras Neisim, is inherent in the Shtar. He wrote B'Ksav Yodei. B'Ksav Yodei, either he wrote B'Ksav Yodei or a Sefer wrote B'Ksav Yodei and then he signed it under the text of the Shtar. So the Sefer wrote, let's say, that Ruvain was Makne the Sode, gave the Sode the Matone to Shimon, and then Ruvain signed it. So then it's Idras Neisen, because then the Idras Neisen is inherent in the Shtar. But if the Shtar is the written Ksav Sefer, Ksav Yad Sefer, and there's no Yidich Sime, no Yidich Misire, so then it's a Chas V'Lachom. It's a piece of paper, worthless. But he comes to Bezin later on and he's made it, that he told the Sefer to write it. So that's no Shtar. So the Pshat is the Chinkosha B'Yidras Neisen. If the Idras Neisen is inherent in the Shtar, In other words, because the kasha of Rashi is, why does the Gemara say chas v'dalim? It might have reference to the case where the Aedim is here in Israel, so it's not chas v'dalim. So Rabbi gave one teres because the Sedechek, Tesis gave another teres because even the Aedim is here in Israel, so the same psalm in the Rabbanon, even by Shemus Mivokim, that goes for Shemus Mivokim or to Shem Mivokim, that the Koran Tanakame applies to Gnosh Chavodim, applies to Shtam Aton also. Then, but you could give another text, but this is rejected. Avalin Lehmad Lohar Choshev Lechas Bebaum, Mishin Masnis in Kaila Shtam Aton Ebadi Shol Shtores, Dikshirim Afilu Ksivoson, Uch Simoson Vit Chavim, Dihashtu Im Hane in Messir Amide. That we couldn't say. Why? To be prized in Gisomuch Kil Yachat, Klashtores, Dikshirim Bachoyes, ואפילו בגנושים, ואפילו הוכל מכשרינם בגיטין אלו בקסידס ישראל, ובאידי מסיר ובשור שטורס כשבוכל עניין. So מילא, it does not necessarily mean that the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Ksida was also all day the Kachon. But suppose the Mishnah has reference to the case where the Ksive and the Yechsim are the Chavim, then we could give, then it would be possible. So the Maram and the Pinshua is the Kasha, why would the Apostle even there? Why does Tesis say, Avalein limad lo hachoshe lichas lebaum, Mishul masnis in kai leshtamatone, Bahad lishol shtores, Dikshirim afil ksivosom, Uchusim osam yid chovim, Dihashtil im hamei di misira mide. Why? Why not? Because when he said Messira Mahane according to Rav Lezer, only if the Ksive was of the Israel. But if the Ksive was also of David Kehovim, so then it's certainly possible. So the Kasha by the Maram and the Pnei Yeshua is, by get it's possible, because by get there is Aloha of Lishmo. And if the Messira is Israel, so then the Ksive has to be Lishmo. If the Goyish judges wrote the text of the get, so it's not Lishmo, but by Shamatone, there is no aloche of Nishmo, so Monefshach, if they are in Messiah Israel, so why should it be possible? Why does he say, the hashtel in the Hanemide, the hashtel in the Hanemide, the Messiah Mide? Why not? Because the Ksiva was all the Chavim, so who cares? By get the Ksiva of the Chavim, so it's not Nishmo, that increases, so it's possible. But Shtamatone, no aloche of Bakris, no aloche of Nishmo. So Rabbi Meir says that Yechsimikar says, so even get after Motzi Bash Bokosh. So, but according to Rabbi Lezer, in Sirikar says, so the Kosaf has reference to the Ksive, it has to be Lishmo. But Shtamatone, there is no requirement of Lishmo, so why is Lim Hanemide? The Maram has that Kash, but the Yeshua is, he discusses it in detail. It's a very strong Kash against the Ksive. Tesis is Maravsin. So the Tiras Gittin mentions it very big Kiddush. It's contrary to what Reb Chaim says, but as far as the Tesis is concerned, Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam. So as far as Jesus Rambam is concerned, Reb Chaim is right. But as far as the Tesis is concerned, so the Tiras Gittin is right. Pnei Yeshua. Shetama, why do they say Pnei Yeshua? The Maram has that kashi. I'm Pnei Yeshua, Shetama la Teisvis. The Mehecha Teisi Yufsul Shtam Atoni Bechsivas Nochi. If Yam Yizdaiti Nire, Divada Iksivas Nochi Midine Posol Shtam Atoni. da mi voja bidaf haftes di mas di matone posol in ringo kmoi biget dem tez man do ma ze machlekes wo da immer imro is good or immer imro is not good so di gemora da haftes is de kolik man do ma immer imro is posol so it's posol gam mashtama tonels na rabchaim nis pis in rasishes so and the Rambam, so he says that Eimer Imro by Shor Shtores, except for Gittin, applies only to Chsim, but not to Chsim, because by Shor Shtores there is no union of Lishmo, so there is no din of Tziva Baal to the Sefer. So Mele, why should Eimer Imro be posted by Get, where there is Aloha of Lishmo, and the Lishmo is not effective unless it is based upon the Tziva Baal. So Mimele is totally in the Machlekes whether Eimer Imro is kosher or not. The Baal tells Ruvein, the Sefer, Ruvein, that he should tell the other Sefer Shimon to write. So if we say Eimer Imro is good, so then there is Tziva Baal. If we say Eimer Imro is not good, it's not. But Matone, so how can we say Eimer Imro good, not good? There is no aloha of ksiva. Of course, without the ksiva, Eidim will put their names on a blank piece of paper, it's no shtar. So the ksiva doesn't mean anything. But if there is a statement, so the whole essence of the shtar consists of the ksiva's Eidim. So how can we say Eimim? That's a good question. But in regard to ksiva, then the same shaila, because it has to be nasim dasam ischayev. That's halach in all stores. Some mele, suppose the balashtar, leve, the nesim, tells certain edim, you tell other edim to sign it, so then it's told whether emarimbo is good or emarimbo is not good. But tabiksive in short stores, so emarimbo has no chance. But then Rabchai mentions the gemore, tafkoftes and gitin, that emarimbo, if Eimer Imro is possible, so then even by Shtamatoni is possible, and even in the Ksivas Shtamaton. So Chaim says, it's a double portion. That there by Matone, it's only because of Itnai. In other words, if the Baal HaShtar and the Nesi told a certain Sefer, he should tell another Sefer to write the text of the Shtamatones, that means it's Itnai. He only wants to give the sode b'matone to the mikabel if it will be written by that other sefer. So it's at night, but not because of imuesat per se. That's what the Chaim says. Because are you talking that there should be a loche of ksivas shtamatone? There's no din of shmo. But the teras gittin assume difference. Uf yan is dait in ihre de valex is noch mit in der postel stamaton da mir vuer bedarf auf des mas matone postel in ihrem rok mit ge weil in bechis mich beziehen welch man dalet de eine hame de bixide postel in ihrem rok matone mit ge des die morgen darf auf des so how the prime explained on the basis of night if it's on the basis of night can be done by going to I mean it's told be das hanese. What is makbit? We have a poskim kosu atam beimalim rumish mdi kosav abalukoi uboi ishlichas biksive umilalim imsara lishliach vichin kosu ateis vidafka beis ufize al koroch tzorch lima hod matone gam kim poslim rimru bibinon shlichas biksive shta mikne techmeish omar ach kosu rachmone vikosav biget kmoikein Kosav Bishtar Mikne, yesterday's after. Vetnly a Sefer Vikosev, the Sefer of the Hosein, Sefer Mikne, Shtamatone. So Vikosev. So that means that the nation has to write the Shtar. But according to the Meir, that we Gabi get, the Vikos who says Idechsime Kasi, and Vikosav has reference to the Chsime, so mainly just as the Kosa from the Torah in the parasha of Get has reference to Chsime Seidim, not to the to the Ksive of the text of the Get. So the Kosev v'Sifer v'Chasei miYirmi in yesterday's Haftorah also is reference to Ksime. So also is reference to Ksime. So Mele, even by Get, is so Motziv Ashbo is kosher. But according to Rabbi Lezer, who says even Misilek Arsi, so the Kosaf in the parasha of Get has reference to the Teref of the Shtar Matoni, not to the Chsime. Memele, when the Torah says the Kosev, who has to write essentially? Who has to write essentially? The Nesim, the Baal Shtar has to write. And when the Sefer writes it, it's on the basis of Shlichas. The Rishit is that by Get, the Torah says the Kosav means the Baal has to write. And when the Sefer writes, it's on the basis of Shlichas. So it says, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's in the Silikas, so we cannot say that the Kosav, the Sefer, has reference to the Ksime. It has reference to the Ksivas Ashtar. So Mele, the Nesim has to write. So when a Sefer writes it, it's on the basis of Shlichas. So Mele, if the one who writes it is a Goy, so in Shlichas Lakum, so Mele, the Shtamatoni is possible. It sounds very strange, but there is no other Hesber in Tesis except this Hesber. Ufizeh al-Kochach Tzorch Lema, hob matone gamkin posel im nimru di bin un shlichas de ksiva shta mikne di khmei shel kosrach kosrachmone ve kosei biget kmin kos kmoy kin kosa bi shta mikne ve kosei bi seva vachasei ve in hefres bi shta matone li get rak lin un shmo bi shta matone li kosa flo li shmo avol shlichas bino mi shum boche posel im nimru di mil mim sel shliach ve in kein de ksivas noch bi shta matone gamkin posel di nochri lab nicht lichas nu. So of course, the Rav Chaim says, si dova poshit, that when the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Rav Tes, that in a limbo it lies to the Ksiv of Shtamatone, des mach mas nai. Rav Chaim is right in so far as the Rambam is concerned, but in so far as this taste is concerned, there is no other explanation. I can think of any other pshat in the stasis except on the basis of the pshat by the Tzitzit. Oh, okay.